hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving, otherwise known as...
The Douche.
The Deuce. And CJ's in the studio with me, Scuba Radio, Scuba Squad, connected via the web. Barry the Bugger, or lack thereof, since he only caught one tail. We may have to change his title. We got Bubble Boy, Vinny Two Tanks, Casey the Tobacco Nut, Jerry the Diver Guy, even Dennis from our Just Plain radio show. Diver Dennis, that's what we got to call him instead of Captain Dennis.
I mean, that was just a suggestion.
Terrible idea.
You got names for everyone else.
Yeah, but we'll take it under advisement and file it accordingly. Kenny from Sweetwater Scuba is joining us for Hour 2 today, too. We're going to talk about Barbados and what it's known for, rum and Rihanna. That's all I really know, but I think we're going to dive a little deeper into that here a little bit later on. But before we get to that, I want to bring on the crew that took Jerry and CJ shark teeth diving to Venice Beach. We got them on the line. Is it Chris and who? Who do we have over there from Venice Beach, Florida? What are the names?
Chaz and Caden.
Chaz and Caden. Okay, first off, guys, I'm going to give you the opportunity to throw these guys under the bus. How did they stack up as divers
How
for shark teeth?
How dare you?
Well, you didn't even bring in your shark tooth. Today.
You didn't ask me to.
I didn't think I had to. If you were so proud of it, I thought you would have bring it in and like, hey,
you don't care. You don't care.
Of course I do. I mean,
I brought mine, Greg.
Okay, you got a nub there. But it's pretty good size. Oh, okay. What? All right. Is that a megalodon?
That's
or
a turd.
This side was broke.
Okay. Fair enough. But CJ, CJ got one that wasn't a megalodon, but it was a what?
Mako.
Yeah. How common is that, guys, for someone to find a Mako tooth on one of your Venice Beach shark dives, you think?
A nice Mako tooth like that.
And it cleaned up nice. Look at that.
Okay. He's got a picture. Oh, yeah, it did. He showed me a picture. Yeah. All right. Yeah, a tooth like that is what, fairly rare, or what would you say?
I'd say that we definitely get more Megs than we do Makos coming up.
Yeah.
We'll get like little Makos, like an inch or under an inch, but anytime you get anything up towards that 2 inches, you don't see them nearly as much as you see the Meg teeth.
This was I measured. I think it was like 2.25, 2.5.
Yeah. And that looks like an old one, like a petrified megalodon tooth.
Yeah, it's all black now.
Yeah. So that would have been from back in the day, I assume, a big ass Mako shark. You got any ideas how big that would be? If you're judging it by teeth, what would you tell them?
So when it comes to shark's teeth in general, it's 10 foot per inch.
Oh, okay.
That's
a big ass shark.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah. Is that the whole tooth with the root or just the shiny part?
It's the whole tooth and nothing but the tooth. Yeah. But that's cool.
I'm
that's a cool find. And if you would have shown me that, I don't know my teeth that well. I would have thought that was a Meg, but because it's curved like that, that's what makes it different in a
Makos don't have the burlet.
Okay. Gotcha.
So you have your root,
yep.
You have the burlet, and then you have the enamel. The Meg teeth are the only ones that have that burlet.
Gotcha. The root part of it, of the tooth.
Well,
yeah, he's holding up one.
Does that look like it has that? That might be.
It kind of looks like that. I mean, what is that? Then what do you think? Can he see? We're showing this on Facebook Live, YouTube, and Twitch. And
so you've got the root,
Yeah.
And then you've got the enamel on his.
Yeah.
It's missing this part right here, which is the burlap. It's okay. right under the pointy part.
Yeah. It's kind of like.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Because, the mag tooth kind of going a V at the root.
That's the part right here on mine. That's about all's left.
Right.
I was about to say on the Venice black teeth, it's a little bit harder to see. But yeah, you can see how it's black and then it goes to the shiny enamel.
Right. Yeah, that one you're holding right there. I mean, well, that's at least 4 or 5 inches, isn't it? That's a big one.
Just over 5.
Okay. So that would be going for how much if you sold it in the open market? You know what those things are ranging for, or do you guys pay attention to that stuff?
It's kind of like jewelry and diamonds. It's about $100 per inch generally, and then it goes up quality. So even though like this tooth is smaller,
mm-hmm. It's in a nicer shape.
It'd be worth more than this guy.
I see. Okay. Yeah. And those things sell for big money, for sure.
They do.
So you guys, you have a dive operation. What's the name of it? Let's make sure we get it out there.
Black Gold Fossil Charters.
Say it one more time. Black what?
Black Gold Fossil Charters.
Okay. Black Gold Fossil Charters. Google them or go to their website. And you guys are going out how often in Venice Beach, Florida?
Seven days a week.
Yeah. And is it very weather conditional there? I mean, it can be great viz, it could be like nothing, I guess. And you kind of feel along the bottom to find these things. I've done it once before, but I wouldn't say I'm a shark teeth diving expert for that part of Florida. Saying,
we're on here with a full boat right now. We need to get all you guys down, one big trip.
I'm hip. I'm down. I mean,
let's do it.
Yeah. I mean, I did it a few years ago. And I have one I showed CJ before he went out, and mine's about 2-3 inches. I was pretty happy.
But what about your tooth?
Poor guy.
Okay.
It's okay. Only in Venice, Florida is 4 inches considered big.
Hell yeah. So Kenny's got a real nice one. You polished yours up all, and I'm talking about the tooth, right? Right, Kenny?
Yeah, I think we soaked it.
We don't know, Greg.
We found it on in the same area, Black Gold. And you guys are new owners, right? With Black Gold, newer-ish, with Black Gold Fossil Charters?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we went a few years ago before you guys took it over. We've heard it's you guys are crushing it.
Well, yes, evidently. Sir. Yeah,
if they
could take someone like Jerry and CJ and get them anything... I mean, what goes into this as far as knowing where to dive for these things? Is it constantly changing, or is there just an area there in Venice Beach, Florida, that there's a huge deposit of megalodon shark teeth, or what exactly?
It's an ancient riverbed is what we're diving. They used to migrate over from the East Coast. It was warmer water, and they had a food supply, which is... the dugongs, which you hear people talk about the dugong rib bones.
Yep, I have one of those. Yep. I got one of those with my shark tooth.
I got one of those too.
You did?
So, yeah.
Okay.
They would come over here, they would feed, they would lay their pups, and then they would travel back over. That's why there's an abundance of teeth here. We're anywhere from about 12 foot to, I'd say, 30, 31 foot at the most.
Hmm. So that's a big-ass shark right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were starting.
Well, you said about.
I was talking about depth, but yeah.
Okay. I'm just. Well, still.
So I mean, what do you need? You need a flashlight? You need anything, or it's just basically you're diving with the least amount of equipment,
feeling around the bottom.
Don't they use DPVs?
They could.
Not on this coast because you can't blow the sediment down there. It's illegal in the Gulf.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But other areas, people use those.
Right.
Correct. Over in like North Carolina and stuff like that.
Yeah. North Carolina does it. Right.
So you just go along the bottom, feel around, look for edges. And if it sticks out, like you touch it and like, oh, well, that's a tooth. Sweet. All right. That's good stuff. Yeah. A
bunch of different bottom terrain down there from reefs to rubble to wave rows. So we're constantly in the water on our off days, downtime. And scanning the bottom to make sure that we can find the best spots to put people.
Yeah. Well, obviously, you're doing a pretty good job. If you could take someone like Jerry and CJ and make them into shark teeth hunters. Yeah. That's a pretty good testimonial there. What? CJ, you're looking at me in disgust. Why the stink eye? Again. All right. More coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
When it comes to manufacturing quality dive gear, pretty much all the big players were forced to produce their stuff overseas. Nex Underwater Products, however, took a different approach, bringing design and assembly back to the USA. They have an impressive story, and you can read all about it at nexdive.com, along with checking out their complete line of high-quality dive gear. Each Nex regulator system is made to order, cutting down on overhead, which allows Nex to give you way more bang for your diving buck. At the core of each Nex regulator is a unique modular design that can be easily modified as your diving skills and preferences evolve over time. And get this, Nex is the Scuba Lab Tester's Choice winner for 2025. Your best dive will be your next dive. Just go to nexdive.com and order now. That's N-E-X-Dive.com. Nex Underwater Products. Make your next dive your best dive at nexdive.com.
Barbados is known for a lot, like the birthplace of rum. But the underwater attractions are what draw divers to this pristine paradise year-round. Barbados is the wreck diving capital of the Caribbean. Plus, it's the only coral limestone island in the Caribbean, providing coral reef along the entire shoreline, making Barbados a first-class dive destination. So whether it's a visit during Barbados Dive Fest or any other time, Barbados delivers. Plan your dive adventure at visitbarbados.org. That's visitbarbados.org.
Do you have a message or a product that you'd like to share with the diving world? Well, look no further than Scuba Radio. Just like you, thousands of diving enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to scubaradio.com, send us an email, and let's get to work to make your marketing message matter.